Hey there, this is Harriet, and I want to thank all of you for being so consistent with listening to these podcasts. This is not about me. This is about trying to maintain a consistent, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and to continue to strive for a fervent prayer life. Guys, our prayer life and our relationship with God is the foundation of everything that we do in our lives. And if it's not, it should be, because everything that we may try to build, if our relationship with God is shaky, it is impossible to have peace and to grow in our lives. Today, I want to talk to you about prayer. I know I'm one of those ambassadors for prayer because I have seen the power of God work through my prayer life. I keep a prayer journal, and I want to encourage you to do the same, because sometimes, you know, we can allow the devil to distract us and make us believe that God is doing nothing because he hasn't answered our particular prayer in the sense of urgency that we expect him to. But he has probably already answered all these other prayers that you hadn't even thought about praying. And so when you write things down, it allows you to go back and see, oh, you know, God has done this, God has done that for me. In fact, when I was living in North Carolina, I bought a green spiral notebook because I had the book Fervent that was written by Priscilla Shire. And those of you who have not read that battle and strategic plan for prayer that she has available on Lifeway as well as Amazon, I want to encourage you to order that book and check it out and apply it to your bundle of study, because I tell you, it is a response. It is our responsibility to ensure that we are investing in our spiritual lives as well as our physical lives. Now, we spend a lot of money, ladies, on hair and makeup and clothing and different things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we must make sure that we are investing in our spiritual relationship as well. We're going to talk a little bit today about prayer. Those of you who have been on this journey with me understand that the foundations of the spiritually sound woman is how I started my podcasting, because that is the foundation of everything, our relationship with Jesus Christ. If you haven't already said your prayer today and spent some time with God, I want to strongly encourage you to do that. I know that our schedules can sometimes make it difficult for us to carve out that time. But if you make time alone with God, I call it tag time, a priority, then you will see how everything else in your life will fall into place. If God is in control of the world, and if he already knows all things, why should we bother to pray? To be sure, prayer is one of the greatest mysteries of the spiritual life. And yet there is no getting around the fact that God commands us to pray. Prayer primarily involves two parts. First, the recognition of who God is and the acknowledgement of what he can do. And second, petitions of the one praying, whether they be for blessings, forgiveness, personal needs, or the needs of others. Ultimately, prayer deepens our personal dependence on God and our faith in him. Multiple scripture passages provide guidelines and reminders for prayer. Pray with faith. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Mark 11:24. Pray relentlessly. Luke 18:1. Pray in the name of Christ. The kinds of prayers Jesus would pray. See John 14:13. Pray in community, Acts 2:42. Pray with the reliance on the Spirit. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through groans that words cannot express in Romans 8:26. Pray continually in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray boldly, Hebrews 4:16. Pray in accordance with the will of God, 1 John 5:14-15. This is why one can never go wrong praying scripture. You see, prayer is a genuine mystery. Although God knows our needs, he asks us to bring them to him in prayer. He can move mountains, and he often does so in response to our requests. We read in the Bible and can verify from our own experience that God works in mighty ways when we pray. When we pray earnestly, relentlessly, and dependently, we have the opportunity to enjoy seeing God do incredible work. Pray until you can pray. Pray to be helped to pray, and do not give up praying because you cannot pray. For when you think you cannot pray, that is when you are praying. And that was written by Charles Spurgeon. He's one of these guys who write spiritual devotions and support for believers. If you want to read more about prayer, this is a quick view guide. And this is coming from, what I'm reading to you is coming from the most significant teachings in the Bible, written by Christopher D. Hudson with Lynn Woods. This is an excellent source that I saw when I was walking through Walmart, and I decided, you know, I wanted to share this with the Her North community so that we can be encouraged on our journey to praying. We can't stop, y'all. We have to keep praying. We can't cease from it. For those of you who may want these cross-reference scriptures, I want you to go ahead and grab you a pen or pencil and write these down. Proverbs 15 and 8, Ephesians 6 and 18, Colossians 4 and 2, James 5 and 16. Now let's talk a little bit about prayer. What is prayer? The sacrifice of Jesus Christ has made a true and meaningful connection with God possible for everyone. God invites the followers of Christ to boldly approach him with their praises, thoughts, needs, hurts, hopes, and requests. The purpose of prayer is to worship God for who he is and thank him for what he's done, to cultivate a personal relationship with God, to reflect on daily actions, make requests and ask for guidance, express faith in God, repent and receive forgiveness. Now that's the purpose of prayer. How to pray. Follow Jesus's example. Honor and acknowledge God before making any requests. So make sure you thank the Lord for who he is and what he has done before we start begging, y'all. Exude an attitude of love and mercy towards others. This is a lot easier to do when you're not dealing with difficult people, but God does not make that particular exclusion. He doesn't say, you know, this only applies to the people that you like, but he says exude an attitude of love and mercy toward others, and that includes all. Approach God with confidence because you know that your Father is the Creator, the Alpha, and the Omega, and he is capable of doing all and everything. Hindrances to prayer. Now, this is what can hold you up from your prayers, can hinder your prayers from being answered by God. Harbor hatred and anger towards others. Lord, have mercy. That's a tricky one, y'all, isn't it? Neglect to confess any sin. So if you're in willful sin and you're doing something that you know you shouldn't be doing, I know there are some things that get us caught up as women, especially those of us who may be single. You know, if you're doing some things that you shouldn't be doing and you're trying to stay connected to the Holy Spirit, surely you have that conviction. I want to encourage you to flee from willful sin so that it doesn't hinder your prayers from being answered. If you doubt that your prayers will be answered, and if you ask with the wrong motives. Now, sometimes when people do things to us, we may have the tendency to say, Lord, you make sure you get them. You get them for what they did to me. That's the wrong way to pray, y'all. I'm making a little joke out of it, but I'm serious. We can't pray like that. And I know that sometimes it feels like I think about that little movie that Tyler Perry, that play. It was a play and a movie, I guess. But I can remember when Madea was talking about if you hold your peace. And she wasn't talking about P-E-A-C-E either. But she say, if you hold your peace, it will fight your battles. Now, and then she said that sometimes the Lord need a little help because it take too long. But that's not the attitude we need to have toward prayer. You know, God doesn't need our help. He doesn't need us to be reinforcers. All he wants us to do is to go to him humbly and to ask him to help us. So when you go to the Lord, I'm asking that you keep in mind that God knows your heart. He can see straight through you. He know everything about you because he created you. And those people that's doing that stuff and saying those things, He knows about that. God sees and he hears everything. So there is no escaping God. So all you have to do is take that to the Lord and do everything in your power to leave that burden there. God's response to prayer. Listen to the prayers of his people. God hears you. God hears you. And answer those who trust him and ask according to his will. So whenever you pray, the best thing to do, and I find this hard to do sometimes because I can have in my mind something that I want so terribly, but I always end my prayer with, Lord, if it's your will, if it's your will. Because believe it or not, ladies, I thank God for all those prayers that he didn't answer. Come on now, y'all, think about it. Think about all those people you thought you had to have in your life. All those jobs you just thought you had to have. Those men that you wanted to marry. And you're so thankful that you didn't marry them because you saw them years later. Okay, guys, we got to keep this in mind. God responds to our prayers. Now, he may not always give us the answer that we want, but he always responds to our prayers. For those of you who are still being a little lazy with your prayer life, this isn't anything to play with. If you want God to do some things and you want to see some changes happening in your life, you have to put God in the center and the priority over everything. Continue to stay in prayer. Pray for one another and ask God to keep you and strengthen you so that you can stay on this journey and have peace. God bless you, and I hope that this prayer study encourages you on today. Keep praying. Don't stop.